From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has just released a brilliant new record called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. It's Passenger. Hello.
How you doing, man?
I am well. It is great to chat with you. Where are you today?
I'm in my house, which is in Brighton, which is on the south coast of England. So a little way away from you guys, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and probably much more familiar with your house now than you were a year ago.
Yeah, I know every single centimeter of it, begrudgingly. But what a year, man. What a year. Yeah.
It has been crazy in a lot of ways. One great thing that has come about from this last year is this new record of yours, which is, I think, your 13th studio album, depending on how you count, 12th or 13th, right in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has been described as the quote-unquote breakup album. Is that fair?
I think probably 11 out of the 13 albums could be described as breakup albums, I should think.
That's not a good track record.
No, it really isn't. Yeah, yeah. Sort of off-putting for any potential future girlfriends listening in. But Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted, I think it sort of gives it away with the title. It was definitely, a bunch of songs that I wrote after going through a breakup. And, you know, that very vulnerable time, that few months that, you know, you're coming out of a relationship and you're so used to being with someone, you're so used to the comfort and the warmth that provides, and then suddenly you're out in the world on your own and you're sort of tumbling through it a little bit. And, everybody goes through those moments. And I think as a songwriter, it was incredibly helpful for me, very therapeutic and cathartic to have the ability to turn to songwriting. But I think it's really important. Music becomes very important in those times for everyone. So I hope that this album was definitely helpful for me to write it. And I really hope that it goes on to be helpful for people going through a similar situation. Mm, you know?
Yeah. You've been doing this now for better part of 2 decades, writing songs. Do you generally write from a place of contentment or from a place of like emotional disruption?
I think it varies. I mean, I think every album, I release an album every year pretty much. And, you know, you like anybody, I'm in a different emotional place every time a record is written. So I definitely know that probably my best work has come from moments of discomfort. And I don't think I'm the first artist to say that. I think when you're struggling with life in some way or other, I think that can be a really amazing thing to throw into the creative process. Not that it's particularly enjoyable, but I think the outcome can often be the best I can do. Yeah.
When you write a song, a personal song about a breakup or about a former partner, and that song goes on to become fairly popular and you're kind of stuck with it for years, playing it in show after show after show. Do you benefit from the fact that you have the ability to separate a little bit between Passenger and the breakup of Mike Rosenberg?
Yeah, definitely.
And does that help?
Yeah, it really does. And I never thought about it when I called myself Passenger. I never thought that it would be helpful. But it sort of is. Like, I kind of view my sounds a bit schizophrenic maybe, but I sort of view my life as two very distinct, you know, halves, Passenger and Mike. And yeah, I think it definitely does help to separate it. I also think that, you know, when you write a song, it's very raw, it's very real. It's an emotional experience to write songs about this subject matter. By the time you've sort of recorded them, listened to them a million times, played them a million times, it's not that you don't feel the song anymore, but it's not like you're completely heartbroken every time you play it. You know, when I play Let Her Go Now, it's about a girl that I was with, you know, 10 years ago. I don't sort of feel it as intensely every time I play it. It'd be a disaster if I did. I think I'd be in tears every gig. I don't think anyone would come to my concerts. But so, it's, you have to, and you naturally detach yourself from these songs over time.
I would love to hear music. My guest is Passenger. The new record is called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted, out on Network Records. What do you want to play first for us?
I would love to play the new single, which is called Sword from the Stone.
Ah, brilliant. This is Passenger on JPR Live Sessions.
Well, how you doing, darling? How you getting on? Any horse is running worth betting on. How's the weather down there? I hope you're keeping warm. How you feeling, sweetheart? Are you moving on? Are you sleeping okay? Or do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. 'Cause I'm fine and then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. Time flies and it's so slow. I'm up in town like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are your mum and dad? How's your brother too? My folks are holding up. My sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi. I know they miss you too. 'Cause I'm fine and then I'm not. Spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. Cause I'm fine and then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. Can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Sword from the Stone. It's Passenger, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. I was reading that one of the nice things that came about from essentially taking a year off from touring and performing is the rediscovery of your falsetto.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, I mean, I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes, and the combination of that and sort of touring relentlessly, my falsetto sort of disappeared probably like a decade ago. And it was devastating when it happened, and it really affected my confidence, both performing, but also it really limits with like where you can go with songwriting. And I just accepted it. And even when I stopped smoking, it still didn't come back. I think because I was singing pretty much every day and night. And this time off has allowed it to kind of be reborn from the ashes, and it's a real delight. I can do my best Coldplay impressions now, and it's fantastic.
Well, on behalf of many, I'm grateful, and I'm sure we are all grateful that we've got that to enjoy now. This record largely came together over the course of this shutdown. Yeah,
it's weird. Mark one of the album was finished actually early 2020, before COVID, and it was meant to come out in May. And then it was just so depressing, you know, as the release date sort of became closer. I just realized that we'd really just be punting this album out into the world without any way of supporting it. You know, usually I'd go and play gigs, or I'd go busking, or I'd do videos, or I'd do something, and just nothing was available. So I held it back, and I'm so glad I did, because I ended up writing so many new songs, and in the end adding two or three new ones, taking two or three of the maybe the weaker songs off, and it's such a better record for it. And a real lesson actually going into future projects. I think I do write a lot and I do release a lot of music, and I love that, but I think there's a happy medium there somewhere where you've got to make sure you're not rushing that process. You know, you've got to make sure that what you're putting out is quality. So yes, work quickly, work, you know, like put out a lot, but just make sure that it really is the best you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. And you put out another record over the course of this year too, a charity record called Patchwork.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as if I wasn't putting out enough music. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that was like 7 or 8 songs that I wrote through that first lockdown. And I just went through a real purple patch. I was writing so much, and there was such a specific batch of songs, you know, like this bunch of songs that had been written in lockdown, going through this insane sort of historical moment. And I just wanted to put them out in some way. So yeah, in the end, I recorded them very simply in my home studio, and it's digital only. There's no physical product. Actually, there is now, but at the time it was just digital. And yeah, all of the proceeds for that record are going to a food bank charity here in the UK called the Trussell Trust. So yeah, you know, it was just really nice to be able to use that time productively and feel like I was kind of helping in a small way, you know?
Yeah. My guest today is Passenger. The new record is called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. He joins me from his home in England. Will you play another tune for us?
I would love to. Yeah. If it's sure. Okay, I'll do one off the record. It's called Nothing Aches Like a Broken Heart.
I know you're sad and scared, and you can't find your way. Overwhelmed, underprepared, have no words to say. So many friends in so many places, so many young and beautiful faces. None of them hers, none of them hers. I know you're sick and tired of long and winding roads, places to be and people to see, but never sure of where to go. So many ways and so many choices, so many sweet and soothing voices. None of them hers, no, none of them hers. For nothing aches like a broken heart, lying awake in the lonely dark. Nothing aches like a broken heart, heart. Don't try to love again too soon, you're rubbing salt in an open wound. Nothing aches like a broken heart. Trying to find what you've lost, but you don't know where to turn. Single mind, double crossed, with all your bridges burned. So many roads, so many plans, so many warm and loving hands. But none of them hers, no, none of them hers. For nothing aches like a broken heart, lying awake in the lonely dark. Nothing aches like a broken heart, yeah. Don't try to love again too soon, you're rubbing salt in an open wound. Nothing aches like a broken heart. No, nothing aches like a broken heart.
Passengers playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. Tunes from the new record called Songs for the Drunk and Broken Hearted. How did you get started playing guitar?
I was very lucky. My mum and dad bought me a guitar when I was about 6 or 7, and I actually started playing classical guitar. So I had many years of lessons. And I got to sort of 14 or 15 and, you know, was typically sort of melodramatic and teenage, and decided to knock that on the head, but then started writing my own songs around that time, which were utterly dreadful, I can assure you. Really, you know, very, very awful. It was great because I had that classical background, so I really had a great knowledge of how the guitar worked. And it's, yeah, I think you can probably hear it in my style now, like in the finger picking patterns and stuff. I think that a lot of that comes from that kind of classical basis.
For sure, for sure. Can we talk for a minute about Let Her Go?
We can, sure.
It seems like for you, there is a sort of BL and an AL period before Let Her Go and after Let Her Go.
Definitely.
What in the heck happened there? I mean, this thing became the top song in 19 countries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have looked at numbers recently, but it is coming up on almost 1.5 billion streams on Spotify. That, by the way, is more than Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles. It is more than My Heart Will Go On from Celine Dion from Titanic.
Wow.
That is a staggering number. What do you attribute that to?
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to the Beatles and Celine Dion for making an effort. You know, one day, hopefully they'll get the fame and the recognition they deserve. Look, it's completely baffling to me still. Like I was, when I wrote that song, just to give it context, I was busking around Australia. So yeah, for people who aren't familiar with busking, street musician, you know, playing on street corners. And in the evenings I was playing in pubs to like 30 people, half of them were drunk and disinterested. So I wrote that song in 45.
Were they drunk and brokenhearted?
Drunk and broke. Well, they probably were drunk and brokenhearted and disinterested. It was a lethal combo. I wrote that song in 45 minutes backstage.
What?
On at this gig. Yeah, I know. And it was so quick and so immediate, and I was just like, yeah, it's nice, it's catchy and whatever, but it wasn't even within my universe to imagine that I would have like a successful song back then. I just, you know, like hit singles happen to other people, they don't happen to, you know, people who are playing in front of 30 people in a pub.
Yeah, and rarely like a fingerstyle acoustic guitar singer-songwriter.
And this is the other thing, like massive songs, I mean, you can probably count them on one hand, the amount of huge songs over the last 20 years that are actually like, yeah, as you say, like based in folk music, like maybe some Ed Sheeran songs, maybe Adele at a stretch, Mumford and Sons, Lumineers, that kind of thing. But it doesn't happen often, especially to buskers, especially to, you know, I had 2,000 people on Facebook at the time. Like it really was a tiny, tiny thing. Wow. So a massive catalyst was, I'm good friends with Ed Sheeran and have been for a long time, and he took me out on the road around the time that Let Her Go was kind of starting to kind of do something. And that was a huge catalyst. Like I went from playing to a handful of people every night to a few thousand. And that just, the momentum that sort of gained was really important. But mate, I can't really explain how it's got so big. Like it's one thing that it kind of got on the radio and did its thing. It's another thing, as you say, to have the numbers that it now has. I can't really explain it. I think many magical things happened along the way, many stars aligned, and many, you know, moments clicked into place for it to kind of have this incredible run. And yeah, I'm still incredibly grateful and in awe of that song, really.
You have talked about how if it happened again, if there was another Passenger song that just exploded the way that one did, that you would handle it differently now than you did a decade ago when it happened? What do you mean by that?
I think it was just such a shock. It smashed me in the face. I wasn't expecting it. We weren't set up for it. You know, we didn't have the team. We didn't have the, you know, nowadays we work with fantastic people and I'm so lucky to have this kind of family around me. I wasn't the performer that I am now. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the experience. And suddenly I was thrust onto, you know, festival stages in front of 50,000 people with just me and my guitar.
Yeah.
I was on these live TV shows, you know, all of these things that I'd always dreamed of, but never thought would actually happen. And, you know, when it happens like that, it was so quick. And no one teaches you how to do this stuff. You just kind of have to hit the ground running. I was exhausted, man. I was running around after this song. It was so fun, so exciting, exhilarating, but terrifying, man. Terrifying. Like, your whole life changes instantly. So I think I would just be more emotionally equipped for it this time, and just sort of know what to expect a little bit more, and would probably be able to enjoy it, if truth be told, probably be able to enjoy it a little bit more. Yeah,
I'm so glad you had time to chat. It's been wonderful.
It really has. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, before I let you go, you know, I have been at this station for a very long time, and I remember many years back a feature with you on All Things Considered, where we were putting out a national search for a guy that had inspired a song of yours called Riding to New York.
Yeah.
Did that story ever come to completion? Did you ever connect?
No. No, yeah. And the sad thing was about that guy is that he didn't have very long to live. I won't go into it. But yeah, it's this guy that I met in Minnesota many years ago, and I was really struggling with quitting smoking, and I hadn't smoked for a few weeks, but I was really struggling with it. And I got up in the middle of the night and I walked to this gas station to get some cigarettes, and I met this guy outside this gas station and had this conversation with him, and he'd been smoking his whole life and tragically had developed a terminal illness from it. And he was riding across the States to get to his family in New York and spend, you know, the last remaining part of his life with them. And it was just such an incredibly sort of hard-hitting and bizarrely timed moment in my life that really had a huge impact on me, and probably is a huge reason why I don't smoke anymore. So yeah, I remember that feature and was hoping upon hope that there would be some kind of connect there, but never heard from him. But but yeah, what a guy. He was an amazing man. From the little I met of him, he was an amazing guy.
Well, I do hope that sometime in this next year you can get over here again and head out on the road and tour and play shows again. Looking forward to it.
I really hope so. Man, thank you so much for your time.
My guest today is Passenger. The new record is called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. Brilliant new record out on Network. Will you play one more tune for us?
Of course. And I feel like it's only right that I play the big guy.
Where you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go, only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. Dreams come slow and go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why. Everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You're staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much and dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. So let her go. Oh. Let her go. Oh, oh. Just let her go. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. You know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Yeah, no introduction needed for that one. That is Let Her Go. Passenger, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record, Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.